Today our discussion is all about self-awareness, something that is very, very important. We need to have this quality within us, and therefore we will be going through this discussion. We'll start off with this very first question, Mufti Saab, if you can explain to us as well as our listeners, what is self-awareness?
Self-awareness is the conscious knowledge of one's own character and one's feelings. So it's the ability to see yourself clearly and objectively through reflection and through introspection. The ability to focus on yourself and how your actions, your thoughts, your emotions do or do not align with your internal standards. And if you are highly self-aware, you can evaluate yourself, you can manage your emotions, align your behavior with values, and understand correctly how others perceive you. Self-awareness does not develop all at once. It's a process that begins perhaps in childhood, as a kid begins to be able to recognize. I mean, the first thing they've got to know is what is their name. And then they begin to, after that, to recognize and name their emotions, their strengths, their challenges, their likes, their dislikes. And it keeps developing over time. So becoming self-aware is the first step to personality development, and also towards inner change. Self-awareness is actively seeking to understand oneself through introspection. And when people are self-aware, they understand their strengths, they understand challenges, they know what helps them thrive. They also understand how they see themselves may be different from how others see themselves. There are two types of self-awareness. The one is the private one. And private self-awareness is when people are aware of something about themselves that others might not be, like being anxious about speaking on the radio. That, you know, someone else may not, or about reading in public. You know, you give the person, you're sitting in Talib and you give the one guy the kitab to read, and he doesn't want to read. He doesn't want to read. Now you just think, why he doesn't want to read? Because he's anxious about reading loud. So that he knows that. That's why he doesn't want to read it. So that is one type of self-awareness. Another is a public self-awareness, when people are aware of how others see them. This doesn't start happening until the age of 5 or so. But then most kids don't realize that other people aren't always thinking and feeling the same way. So you think that that is how they perceive you, and you act in the same way. You think that everybody knows me to be shy, so you act in that way. So that is a public self-awareness. So that is basically broadly what self-awareness is about. It's about this conscious knowledge of one's own character and feelings.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Mufti Saab. Now, you know, as humans, we always want to look at the benefit of any of these qualities. So what are some of the benefits of self-awareness?
Okay, first, before getting to the benefits, the thing is that people with strong self-awareness, they are able to recognize their strengths and their challenges. They are able to understand and talk about their needs and feelings. They are able to recognize other people's needs and feelings. They see how their behavior affects others. They develop a growth mindset and learn from their mistakes. So when people understand themselves better, it's easy for them to build a positive self-esteem. And self-esteem gives them a way to look at not just as their challenges, but also to see what they're good at. So what is the benefit? So what are the benefits of self-awareness? The first benefit is it can make us more productive. It can boost our acceptance and encourage positive self-development. That is the first benefit. Another benefit is it allows us to see things from the perspective of others. And then you're able to practice self-control, work creatively and productively, and leads to better decision-making. And the third benefit is that it can make us better at our jobs, whatever our jobs are. Better communication in the workplace, enhance our self-confidence, our job-related well-being. So these are the benefits, and these benefits are reason enough for us to work on improving our self-awareness. We've just touched on the tip of it, and self-awareness has the potential to enhance virtually every experience you have, as it's a tool and a practice that can be used anywhere, anytime, to ground yourself in the moment, realistically evaluate yourself in the situation, help you make good choices. All of that is part of the benefits of self-awareness.
Okay, so there's a lot that we can gain. There's a lot of benefits that we can gain if we will adopt this quality of self-awareness. Now, the next question, Mufti Saab, how does a person go about trying to increase their self-awareness?
Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about in the Noble Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those who forgot Allah and they forgot themselves. So, you know, self-awareness is all about being conscious about yourself. So what can you do? The first is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness refers to being present in the moment and paying attention to yourself and your surroundings rather than getting lost in your thoughts, ruminating or daydreaming. And most of the time, we daydream in the toilet or in salah. That is the time when we have our best reflection. So to be mindful, and salah is important that you have khushu, which is part of mindfulness. So to improve the mindfulness, we obviously need to make time to reflect. We need to spend time in solitude. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah has spoken a lot about the benefits of solitude. It's not easy to reflect on yourself when you've got a lot of noise around, or there's a lot of people, or you have your phone and every minute the phone is beeping and then you want to check that. So when you need time to reflect, when you need time for meditation, you need to give yourself space, time necessary, avoid the distraction, try to give yourself 5 or 10 minutes each day just of quiet time. Not just being quiet, but reflecting. It's supposed to be focused thoughts on something, and then you reflect. That is what is muraqabah. So reflecting, it can be done in multiple ways, but it's important to go over your thoughts, feelings, behaviors, to see where you it's not only reflection, but it's like a type of muhasabah, where you go back and you look at yourself. And added to that, you can have a journal. Journaling is very important. It doesn't have to literally be a written journal. It can be an online journal. The benefit of journaling is that it allows you to identify, to clarify and accept your thoughts and feelings. It helps you discover what you want, what you value, what works for you. It can help you find out what you don't want, what is not important to you, what doesn't work for you. So whether you like to write in a free flow entries or bullet listed or poems or writing down your thoughts, and feelings, that will help you become more aware intentionally. And then important, if you want self-awareness and you want to become a better person, important is to get to be a better listener and to get feedback. So when you learn how to listen to your friends, colleagues, managers without judging them or evaluating, then sometimes someone is giving you feedback about yourself, and before they complete, you think, this guy's talking nonsense. But before allowing that judgment to come in, just listen with an empathetic ear to understand. And in that way, you'll find that, you'll pick up certain things that can improve yourself. So listening is an important part of life. By listening attentively, you improve understanding, others and yourself. And additionally, it's important to ask for feedback from people you work with or you lead. It's impossible to have true, complete self-awareness if you only turn inwards. You only look at yourself and you don't get the picture from other people's perspective. So it's vital to see, to feel we know ourselves from inside, but external feedback helps us also. And ask what instead of why. When people assess their current state, emotions, environment, they all too often ask, why like this? Why am I feeling sad? Why did my boss give me that feedback? Why isn't my project going the way I hoped? Why questions could leave you feeling depressed and anxious while being entirely unproductive? Rather than asking why, ask what, meaning what questions are, that questions are more productive and focuses on the objective of the goal. So for instance, let's say you're feeling frustrated, world, you ask, why am I feeling awful? Well, likely only leave you feeling more depressed, forcing you to ruminate on negativity. On the other hand, if you ask, what are the situations at work making me feel bad? So it gives you a guide to recognizing factors outside your control that don't align with your passions, your goals, and it helps you to strategize and how to fix the situation. So that is another point that you need to consider. So we've spoken about, practicing mindfulness, doing muraqabah, writing down, being a good listener, feedback, also asking what instead of why. And then, when you see something, we don't immediately like in ourselves, so our first reaction could be to defend ourselves from it, which is partly why self-awareness is challenging. So try to let go of judgment and the immediate feeling to defend yourself. As you become self-aware through a willingness to let go of that defensiveness, whenever anyone gives us feedback, our immediate response is to defend ourselves. But we need to overcome that. So, in a nutshell, self-awareness plays a critical role in how we understand ourselves, how we relate to others, and how we relate to the world. And being self-aware allows you to evaluate yourself in relation to others.
Very, very, very important. And Mufti Saab shared some amazing tips of how we can increase the self-awareness in us. And I think the one that Mufti Saab spoke on that we really need to work on is, you know, as humans, when it comes to other people and pointing out their faults or looking at their faults, becomes something very, very easy for us to do. We can delve into it. We can speak on hours about the faults in everybody else. Somebody points out the faults that are in us, then we immediately become, as Mufti Saab said, we become very, very defensive over it. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear any criticism about us. And that is what leads to our downfall. That is what that is all against self-awareness. That is not going to help us in any way. So yes, sometimes it might not all the time be true, but let us listen with an attentive ear the comments that people are saying about us. We don't always realize the wrongs that are in us, and it's very, very good if somebody actually points it out to us. It many times can be a means of you improving yourself, and obviously by you improving yourself, you will be able to create more of self-awareness within you. Generally, you'll be able to become a better person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. Let's go for a break. When we come back, we will continue with this discussion.